The Liberal government is again burdening farmers and producers with expensive fuel taxes while pretending Canadians won't notice the rising costs at the grocery store. This was confirmed by a recent briefing from the Department of Agriculture that revealed the costly Liberal Clean Fuel Standard will increase fuel costs by 13 cents per litre for gasoline and 16 cents per litre for diesel by 2030. Yet the report downplays this impact, claiming that increases in fuel costs may not be noticeable by most consumers. This is completely disconnected from the reality faced by Canadian farmers and producers across the country. Statistics Canada reports that realized net farm income fell by 26% in 2024, the largest single-year decline in over a decade. Meanwhile, rising costs for fuel, fertilizer, and feed continue to make farming less economically viable and drive food prices higher. This Liberal fuel tax hike will increase transportation and production costs throughout the entire supply chain, pushing food prices even further upwards as yields decline and operational expenses rise. When farmers are taxed more and the costs of shipping and producing food go up, every Canadian household pays the price. This is not simply an agricultural issue, it is another Liberal policy fueling the national affordability crisis. Families already struggling with soaring grocery bills and increased food bank reliance will face even greater hardship. Their fuel tax hike is the latest example of their out-of-touch policies that hurt rural communities and working families. Conservatives will fight for common-sense policies that support farmers, lower food prices, and restore affordability for all Canadians. John Barlow is Shadow Minister for Agriculture and Agri-Food.